We will continue to follow events in Florida, but now we want to take a short musical respite ahead of a great event.
We could change the whole story of love, same old play. I'm getting tired of no more acting these predictable roles, just a sleeping unconditional love.
That's Unconditional Love from Grammy-winning jazz musician Esperanza Spalding's 2016 album Emily's D Plus Evolution. And you can watch her next album, Be Born, live on Facebook. Tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time, Esperanza Spalding aims to spend 77 hours straight writing and recording 10 songs for her new album, Exposure, spontaneously. She joins us now. And Esperanza, you're going to be teaching students at Harvard this spring, and you tell new players that music should be about responding to what's happening in the moment, you know, even if it's a mistake. Respond to that.
Yeah, and it isn't just response to self. I mean, it's response to everything that's coming into your orbit, you know. I'm a part of the orbit of the people I'm with, too. So it's also about how my spontaneous engagement supports their exploration.
And you've also been very frank. You have said out loud, this is also a way of recording where a label can't interfere because you're doing it and it's done.
My poor label. Interfere is sort of exaggerated because I've never felt like they interfered with my mission. It's just the motive of investing in a project is to earn a great return on your investment. So there are a lot of questions and conversations that revolve around, okay, how are we going to sell it? Like, what's the angle? What's the distribution? Which are all fine questions if you're a business person. But if you're an artist and your mission is to tap into your voice and what it is that you've come here to share, I find it really debilitating. What's really cool about this is certain questions just can't be answered, so they can't really be asked. So instead of saying, we're going for the urban audience or the jazz audience or whatever, we're just saying we're looking for people who are interested in supporting a creative exploration, and whatever comes out of it will be the album.
And you've been practicing. Now, how do you do that? Because I would assume that as soon as you start practicing writing something quickly and simply and responding to what you're doing in the moment, then you've written something, and then you're going to think about it more and think about, well, maybe I should, am I going to bring that into this recording process? And then already it's different. So how do you practice?
Well, it's like practicing for a game. No matter how well rehearsed your plays are, you know full well that when you get onto the field, anything can happen. So you practice the plays to be ready to move in similar kinds of combinations, right? Mm. The reason that we practice is to get used to kind of ways that things tend to go. And then we hope that there's kind of a magical byproduct of that, mm-hmm. which is preparation for the unexpected. Mm.
I don't suppose you have a tune that's maybe running through your head right now that could give us an example of practice?
I can. I was just thinking about my dear friend Bettina Chin, who just lost her mother. And I was thinking, what would a loving, not too triggery allegory be? I wasn't really working on a song, but I was trying to work out a lyric scheme. The idea of like a water channel that has opened up dry earth. So it's made like a stream bed where there used to be none.
Can we hear a little?
I don't know if there's anything there yet. I guess we'll find out. Something like, where it's dry. Where, don't let those tears waste and cry. Where it was dry. Now there's a new space coming through. Don't you worry, it's coming back to you.
Ooh.
Or something. And now in the studio, through the course of the next hour or so, I would, you know, develop probably that kind of refine that verse a little bit and develop it further and figure out what the hell I'm actually trying to say.
Wow.
And then, et cetera.
For 77 continuous hours, how are you feeling going into it?
I feel very scared. wondering a little bit why the hell I'm doing this. And because the project rests on real live exposure with a real live audience, the only way to find out if it's worth doing is to try it. I know that it's good that I feel scared, but some little part in the back of my mind is like, I'm just going to make a total fool of myself in front of everybody. And hopefully it'll at least be entertaining.
Jazz musician Esperanza Spalding. Her Facebook Live recording of her new album, Exposure, begins tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time. For more, go to hereandnow.org. Esperanza, we'll be watching.
Okay, deal. Thank you.